Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. This challenge, Jade, you, me, our partners, Eileen and Milko, we went head to head at Steps there in Shell Harbour. And I don't know about you, how you feel today?
My legs don't work.
My legs don't work either. It's going to be a great challenge, I reckon, but it's already tough.
Oh, scared, because zero fitness.
Well, I know.
You know. It's high time to get to the gym.
Yeah, it is high time, and I reckon we're going to look gorgeous after it all. Inspired by this fact, put out a little meme to the Illawarra saying, you know you need to go to the gym when?
All right.
Yeah, come on. Inspired by this.
I like it.
All right, came up with a top 10. You know you need to go to the gym when you remember every minute of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but not your last workout.
Was that you. Inspired by me?
That was you, Jim. All right, sorry. All right, in ninth position. You need to go to the gym when the only squat that you've performed in a week is in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Took me a while, but I got there.
Yeah, you got to go to the gym when the last time your butt was sore was because you sat on it for too long.
it's like you're reading my diary.
mine is sore right now, okay? You need to go to the gym in seventh position when you shake hands with the strength of a 12-year-old child. All right, in sixth position, you need to go to the gym when random people come up and ask, what do you chew?
I've had that. My kids rubbing my stomach.
They can't do it.
That was motivation for me.
It's just not allowed. It's not nice. Okay, in fifth position, you need to go to the gym when the thought of taking the stairs instead of an escalator gives you anxiety. And actually, a little addendum to that is when you're on the escalator and it stops midway, you don't know what to do. Walk.
You stand there and wait.
All right. In fourth position, you need to go to the gym when... when doing up your shoelaces, it feels like an Olympic event. So true, isn't it? All right, third position. You need to go to the gym when your old gym buddy wouldn't recognize you, but you're on a first name basis with the delivery guy.
From Uber Eats.
For Uber Eats. You know him very well. You know him very well. All right, we're down to the final furlong here. Yeah. All right, this has come from Kyle here in the Illawarra.
Okay.
You know you need to go to the gym when you look straight down and can no longer see your knob.
Oh, look, that's fair. That's a fair call. I think that's a good indication.
It is an indication.
Yeah, yes.
Where you could see it a year ago, you can't see it anymore.
Yeah.
So finally, in first position, all right, you need to go to the gym when you have a dad bod, but you're not a dad. So true, isn't it?
I love it. Yeah, all of those things that kind of ring true for me, except for the second one. Except for Kyle's input.
The knob one.
Yeah, that's right. How flat my stomach gets, I'm never going to see that.
Right, another world famous Damien Leith top 10 right there.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Oh. So on Sunday, a girlfriend of mine, Ollie, she's like, I'm going to host a craft afternoon, and if you want to learn how to crochet... A craft afternoon. Yeah.
Or like an afternoon with craft.
Yeah, man, I'm really cool, all right? I do cool things on my days off.
A craft afternoon.
He's found a pattern here. Jay doesn't do anything unless it's got a cool name wrapped around it.
Oh, yeah. That totally has to be a name associated.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It's as cool as... craft afternoon.
Well, it's the kind of craft afternoon where you need to get dropped off.
Okay. A craft afternoon involves alcohol.
Well, because like, it was the last Sunday before the big challenge. I'm like, drop me off, and there were cakes and biscuits and cookies and chocolate and wine, and we were learning how to crochet, and I thought, this is actually come at a good time, Ollie, because I need to learn to keep my hands busy. So if you can teach me how to crochet, then every night when I'm sitting in front of the TV binge watching my Netflix, instead of downing, like drinking wine, I can crochet instead. I can knit a rug.
You must have a real issue that you've got to occupy your hands.
I do.
Alcohol to craft.
It's true. I actually do. I found since COVID I really got into the habit of, like, once the kids go to bed, at like 8 o'clock, I'm like, this is my time. I'm going to have a goblet of wine.
A goblet.
The glass keeps getting bigger and bigger.
A goblet of wine and a big boar on the fire. Get some meat on that.
That's right. And watch Vikings on TV. And so I was like, this is great. Anyway, we went to the craft afternoon and Ollie was fabulous and she was really patient and I was getting the hang of it, which was awesome. So on the day I thought, this is the start. I'm turning over a new leaf. Yeah. Last night I pulled out the crocheting stuff and I'd forgotten every single thing she taught me.
Yeah, because you were drunk when you were learning.
Probably. And the thing is, I even knew that that might happen, so I videoed her doing stuff. I still can't figure out what's going on. So after half an hour, I'm trying to do this crocheting, and I'm just wrecking it. I ended up putting the crocheting down and getting out a big wine glass and... And
just like a couple of drinks, it'll all come back.
That's right. Trying to get myself back in the zone. It didn't come back.
Oh, no.
But
no.
But my drinking habit did.
Oh, Jade.
No, I didn't drink wine. It didn't drink wine.
You just held a glass.
I held a glass and put some Ribena in it.
Oh. I don't know what's sadder. I mean, the crocheting or the Ribena in the glass.
Like, crocheting's my new pastime.
Oh, geez.
Now I know why my cousins won't let me go into the knitting circle, though.
Wow.
I don't learn anything.
No.
I drink too much. And then I talk about it on the radio.
Yeah. She's not invited. Listen.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Last weekend, I had a ghost encounter. Yeah. Ooh. A ghost.
Like a paranormal activity.
Like, we're talking a ghost encounter. Serious business. Yeah.
Did you watch?
No, it wasn't.
Were you doing a bit of Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore?
There was no Demi Moore
household over some clay.
No. It was an actual ghost encounter. So I played a gig in Goulburn. The town hall has been converted into a theatre. Now, the town hall used to do hangings. They've still got the trapdoor and everything.
No way.
Yeah, serious. I'm not lying.
God, and if that's not going to have a ghost in it, I don't know what place would.
Well, that's the thing. You can still see the little trapdoor where the hangings used to happen and all the rest.
Far out.
So I'm out the back. So I'm doing the show with Darren Coggan. We do a show together. Darren's on stage singing his solo piece. Yeah. I'm out the back, and I had to go through a couple of doors to get back to the stage, preparing to go on. As I went through the doors, here's what I heard.
Oh, really?
Full on whispering.
Oh, my God.
Loud whispering.
That gave me goosebumps, like, on the back of the neck.
It was so weird. Now, there was no one there. My immediate thought was, okay, this maybe a stagehand is here. Maybe somebody's come backstage to check on us.
Someone goes,
that's exactly what it was like. It was like they were having a conversation, a full conversation. Wow. And then as soon as I'd gone through the door, then went all quiet. You know, whatever was going on, they died it down a bit. I was like, "Well, you're invisible. I can't see you, so you're all right."
They just shut up. That's all you need to do when you're invisible.
they shut up. Whatever was going on.
This is the Beatles show, right?
It's at our Beatles show.
Beatles show, yeah.
There was no one there. I looked all around. I was immediately terrified. I was
I would have been freaking out.
And I still had to go backstage for something else. Like, I'm not going to go backstage. I don't want to go there. The ghost could be out there. So anyway, my opportunity came. I had to go back on stage to sing a song.
Yeah.
And I was rattled. This is no word of a lie, I'm telling you. This really happened. Yeah. Rattled. And as a result, I screwed up the lyrics of the next song. And I was like, geez, you couldn't whisper the lyrics to me now, could you? You couldn't come over and whisper in my ear.
Did you say, sorry about that, guys. There's some ghosts that just really threw me out of the back. I think...
pack of shits couldn't...
Gossiping about me. Maybe it was the Beatles that had moved on. Going, how dare they rip off our show?
Rip it off our show, not even doing it half as good as we used to do it.
That's right.
Let's rattle this guy. Scared the life out of me, though, I'm telling you. I mean, a weird vibe.
I can't believe that they used to hang people in the trapdoors there and they still have it on display.
What, they still have it on display?
Did you feel really? Cold fingers slipping into your pocket? I trying to take your wallet?
I heard a lot of Irish accents.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Big B-Day celebrations this week at Albion Park. Albion Park Public School.
Well, that's right.
150 years.
I mean, that's massive. 150 years.
Look, and she doesn't look a day over 70.
Scrubs up
all.
Okay.
She's aged well.
She has indeed. Now, it's got to be one of the oldest schools in Illawarra, I would reckon. It's got to be the oldest school.
We were talking about that. We even did a search.
We did a search. We haven't been able to find one older, but we do have the principal on the phone right now. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we going this morning?
We are doing awesome.
It's Glenn.
did I call you Greg?
Maybe his alter ego is Greg. Is your alter ego Greg?
Well, look, one thing I was happy about, I'll answer to most things, but I'm glad you didn't say I was turning 150.
Hey, Glenn, is Albion Park Public School the oldest school? Like 150 years, that's old.
Look, it's a pretty big milestone, but it's not the oldest school in the area. In fact, Farnborough Road was actually here as one of the early schools, and Wollongong Public School. So there were those two schools were instigated before Albion Park Public School.
Look, but you're up there. You're up in the top three.
And look, 150 years.
Most definitely.
150 years is a massive milestone. Now, we've been talking about it. Yesterday we were chatting about different things that you're going to do. What's on the cards for today?
Look, today is a dress-up day, so all of these students and staff will be dressing up in olden day dresses, as old, I guess, as they could organise. We'll be doing some things like concentrating on the three R's, those writing, reading and arithmetic activities.
Will you be doing that on slate?
Look, I can tell you that the school first introduced books in 1904. They moved from slate to books, so we can look at that. Look, we'll be doing some olden day type games like egg and spoon races and, you know, elastics and those sorts of things that they don't tend to play anymore.
Sweet. Well, we love to crash a party, so can we come down one day this week? When's the funnest day?
Well, of course you want to be involved in the fun day. Look, Friday is our fun day. We've got a huge open day. Community can come in. We'll have performances from students and open classes and a barbecue, picnic lunch and a colour run to finish off the day. So that's the day you guys want to turn up.
Oh, nice. I love a good colour run.
Well, I do as well.
Do you have cake, Glenn? I mean...
Well, no, we don't have a cake on that day. So, maybe that's something that can be sorted.
Wait a minute. 150th birthday and you don't have a cake?
Well, look, not on that day, no.
That's
sacrilegious,
Glenn.
That's a disgrace.
I can't believe it. We need to rectify this.
We've got to turn this around.
I don't know how. We'll have to start baking now. How big do you need to make a cake when it's 150 years? Like, we're talking a metre by a metre.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. It's going to be massive.
Wow,
it's
going to
be massive.
Okay, we'll put our heads together.
I want to know which one of you guys is good at maths, because I want to know who's going to cut that cake up into 480 pieces.
Damien, he used to be a pharmacist, so I'm sure that math would have been one of your subjects up there with biology and physics, yeah?
Yeah, but then I became a musician and I forgot it all. All right, well, look, this Friday, I don't care what happens. We need to find a cake. We're going to get a cake. We are coming down with a cake if we have to bake it ourselves.
That's right. And we've seen my castle cake creation. The kids won't know what it looks like, but it'll have lots of lollies on it. Yeah. They won't recognise it as a castle, but that's okay.
Just get the old woman's weekly cookbook out and we'll put our heads together. We'll sort it out. Well, Glenn, we'll see you Friday. We'll organise a cake. You mentioned there's going to be performers on the day. Can we bring a performer?
Look, I don't know. Do you have one there?
Well, Glenn, Fifty Shades of Jade, I did do one gig, but I'm sure I could come out of retirement just for you.
Jade, you're very good. That's very, very nice of you.
That would be amazing.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Well, look, lock it in.
We're coming on Friday.
Yep. We'll be there.
Let's do it.
All right. Have a great week, Glenn Daniels, and the entire crew there at Albion Park Primary. We will see you for the wrap-up and the celebrations and the cake on Friday.
I love it how Glenn came on to talk about the week and we just invited ourselves to the birthday celebrations.
It's got Jade written all
over it. Oh, yeah. I like to invite myself to a shindig.
That's how we roll.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Damien and Jade's topic train is coming.
Damien and Jade's topic train. All right, this is scary. Look, a 3-metre piece of space junk from Elon Musk's spacecraft has crashed into a farmer's property smack bang here in New South Wales. This thing was hurtling at a speed of 25,000 kilometres an hour.
Oh, my God. What if that hit someone?
Oh, you'd be dead. You'd be obliterated.
It's huge. Like, it's 3 metres.
I thought these things are meant to kind of break up as they come into our atmosphere.
3 metres? That's massive.
That is big.
So the object, which was part of the SpaceX Crew 1 craft, was found in a sheep paddock by a farmer living on a large property in the Snowy Mountains. Farmer Mick
Mick Miners said he discovered the space junk, which resembled a tree. It's like as big as a tree from a distance, after his family heard this massive, loud bang. And this is all a part of the craft, which cost like $62 million just to launch it.
Wow.
Okay.
So it's starting to break up. It's been up in the sky now for a couple of years. But my question for you guys...
Can they not get up there and clean it up?
I know.
I think Mick might win, but what have you found in your front or backyard?
Oh. Wish I'd found space junk.
No, I don't want space junk, but I found a dog one time. A gorgeous Labrador. Well, look, what happened was we opened our back door and lo and behold, this was in Ireland, there was a Labrador there, a lovely Labrador. And we obviously did due diligence. We said, get away, get away.
Due diligence. Go. Get out, shoo.
Get lost. Go home, wherever you are. Yeah. And he wouldn't go home. He kept on coming back to us. We asked around the local area, did anybody lose a dog? And no one seemed to have lost the dog, so we kept the dog. And the dog became our pet and grew right up until a ripe old age and until he died.
Wow.
Benson was his name, and it was a gorgeous, gorgeous dog.
That's a cheap way to get a Labrador, isn't it?
A gorgeous, purebred Labrador. No one seemed to own it.
Wow.
No collar, nothing.
Oh, I remember once waking up and there was one of those, you know, those sun tents? You know, those sun tents that you would take down the beach. Big things that you pop up.
And then
There was a little dome in our backyard.
Oh, wow.
It was the wrong way up, but we had a little dome in our backyard. We're like, it's random.
Did you keep it?
I kept it.
Yeah. If it lands in your garden, it's yours.
This is the time before you had the Facebook Marketplace. Now I'd put it on Jamboree What's Happening. Has anyone lost a sun tent?
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, well, I don't know. Our neighbours didn't have kids, so I was like, well, it's not theirs. Oh, well, good nick.
Keep it. I like
very
the stuff.
It was cancer council and everything, so I knew it was good quality.
Oh, good quality.
Yeah.
It's probably come from multiple streets across.
Oh, that's right. Well, especially because we were in Wollongong, so there were apartments. I would never have found the owner.
No.
What's a girl to do? I might as well put it to good use.
That's the way.
It had a little sign on it. If found, please deliver.
Yeah,
right. You tore that off.
That's I just coloured that in with black marker.
Don't need that,
pretended that wasn't there.
All right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.